Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets like we do every Friday here on KTIC. And Roy, it was good to see you down at the Nebraska Power Farming Show last week. And I know you saw a lot of folks that you know, but we've put another week behind us. Just kind of summarize the week in the markets from what you saw.
Well, since we were down there on Thursday a week ago, we've had actually a pretty good run in the soybean market. We still got that dead cat bounce going. We're $1.07 over the second harvest low, so we're not quite back up to where the top of the original bounce was. But boy, it seems like this bean market is like a cat. It's got nine lives. It takes a beating and just keeps on going. So that part looks pretty good. I wish I could say the same for the corn market. Corn market is kind of flat to slightly higher, but doesn't really seem like it gets a head of steam enough to break out of that trading range. And so we're kind of in a trading range from about 7 to about 7.50 on the cash market, and it seems pretty comfortable there.
As far as the soybeans kind of seeing this trend move to the upside, what do you think has led to most of that strength here over the last week or so?
Well, we just keep getting little bullish tidbits of information, and you know, in terms of the supply of soybeans, the demand, the Chinese are still in there buying from time to time, and so we're into a situation where we've got another crop coming in March and April, but that's 3 or 4 months away, and so the buyers need soybeans, and they've been able to hold this market together, and we get us this little rally that we've been in for the last month.
If we can compare this to years past, what do the charts show us usually happens in the month of December?
Well, it's difficult to make a real hard and fast comparison because every year is a little different, but very common to have the top in this dead cat bounce by the end of December. It's very rare to see the bounce continue on into January and February. Now, it did that last year, but that's certainly not common, and a lot of times you'll get the high in that cash market sometime the last couple of weeks of December or maybe the first or second trading day in January. And so if you are storing beans with the idea of selling them on the dead cat bounce, we've really got about 3 weeks yet to be relatively comfortable in holding those. But if we get any kind of sharp rally here, I'd sure be letting go of some of them.
And that's kind of where the drop-dead date, the end of the year, kind of plays to what would normally happen, huh?
Right. I call that the drop-dead date because that's December 31st is the date beyond which I don't want to hold any cash soybeans, especially if they're in commercial storage. So, I'm not opposed to people storing beans into the spring because the last 3 or 4 years that's been a profitable strategy. But if you go back further than that, and especially now where we've had over $1 a bushel run off that harvest low, you're looking at some pricing risk there that it might go higher, but it might not.
We want to spend a little time talking about corn. You said there was, at least in your immediate area, kind of a surprising announcement. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
We stopped into the elevator yesterday on some other business, and he said, "Say, I've got some news for you. The co-op is instituting a policy where they're going to test all the corn coming through for aflatoxin. It seems that they've had some problems not being able to deliver corn to the terminals because of aflatoxin contamination. And that's something that came up with the real extremely early and fast harvest that we had this year. And then after the corn harvest was out of the way and people were working on beans, why, everybody kind of forgot about the aflatoxin issue. And apparently now they're a little bit more corn moving as it usually is at the end of the year, and they're finding a bin full here and there that's got in excess of the amount that is allowable, and so they're rejecting it.
And again, it's not that widespread, but it's important to, I guess, keep in contact with the elevators and the end users and just kind of keep up to what's going on, right?
Absolutely. The elevators are in the business to buy grain, and they don't want to turn anybody away, but if something comes through that is absolutely not able to meet the standards, why they have to, because they can't risk spoiling a whole big bin full of corn on account of one or two loads or however many it is. It's just an issue that contamination hurts everybody.
All right, so as we look forward here the last couple of weeks in December, what are some things we should be watching for?
Well, we still need to watch cash soybean market, and especially the basis. We had a little widening of the basis there for a few days, and now it's narrowed up again, so still got a strong soybean market, and I still don't have any problem with somebody if they want to sell beans for 14 or 14 and a half a bushel rather than take the risk on them. This corn thing, in my situation, I took a little bit of corn to the elevator at the harvest time and sold it, and that proved to be not a bad idea, but if you got corn in the bin, you need to keep watch on the condition of it and be sure and keep it cool and dry.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
I look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cascahoney, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC.